El, understanding that this is a sports and pop culture program,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm in trouble with the IRS.
Do tell.
I don't think I can, but I just got an email and I think I should.
Oh God, not one of those.
Yo.
Welcome to the L. Duncan Show, where a sucker is born every day, and that sucker is my co-star, Gary Streisky. Let me guess, they're waiting outside of your work with the police, and if you don't pay this tax bill you didn't know about, they're going to arrest you.
All right, you think that's a joke.
Okay.
Okay. So my accountant that I've been working with for like the last 5 years just sent me an email and was like, Gary, the more I go through your returns, the messier and messier it's getting. I can't account for this and I can't account for that. I'm like, but you're an accountant.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to account for all of this. What the hell am I supposed to do? So girl, we're going to have to do some podcasting, some multi-platform showing.
Oh.
Because I think I owe some people some money.
Oh, yeah.
I think I owe the three-letter mafia some money. The IRS.
Have you ever tried to call the IRS before?
No.
Omar tried to call them a couple of years ago because there was like some, we had sold a house in another state and there was just like some stuff where they were trying to say that we still owned it and we didn't. So he needed to clear all this up.
Okay.
And they are comically slow and like no one works there and everyone's always like the CIA. See, look at me. IRS.
Same.
Don't want to get the other letters on you.
Same.
And he was on the phone with them for 7.5 hours.
I bet that.
7.5 hours before someone answered.
Oh, he was on hold for 7.5 hours?
He was on hold for 7.5 hours. And someone finally answered and then essentially was like, yeah, there's some paperwork online for this that you can do.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was 7.5 hours.
Omar, past life government employee, he should have known some people.
Yeah.
He don't know anybody back channels?
No, he doesn't know. No, you know how big the government is? He works in the patent department.
Listen, I'm all, and that is why I am all for small government.
Okay, there
let's
we
get
go.
Political. Let's get political. No, let's get.
Let's not. Apart from you owing money to the IRS.
Allegedly.
I heard something that blew my freaking mind this week.
Do go on.
Did you know that the men are participating in a basketball tournament too?
You're lying. Stop capping.
I had no clue. Apparently, there's a whole NCAA tournament, March Madness, they say, and
really?
Boys are allowed to play in it. Because I, as the host of the women's tournament here on ESPN, have been solely focused and locked in on that. I had no idea that there's dudes out here trying to come for these women and their sport.
Well, here's the thing. One of these days, it's going to break for us men. One of these days, something is going to go right and something's going to fall in our favor. Because for far too long,
here we go.
We have been playing second fiddle.
Yeah.
We have been taking a back seat.
Mm-hmm. They took our jobs.
And we have not been given the platform, eyeballs, and resources that we so deserve.
Yeah.
And also, are we gonna address this empty seat?
Yeah, there's a whole empty seat here. That's because we will be joined by a special guest.
Oh.
Atlanta's own. My home girl.
Away?
No, I'll just leave it there then. Apparently, I'm not gonna give it away at all. I'm just gonna.
I think it should just be like a big unveil, but now people know.
No, they don't necessarily.
One of home girls from Atlanta.
That doesn't mean anything. There's all kinds of homegirls from Atlanta.
You're right. You got many friends. I don't.
Just know there is a Swiss Army knife that is coming here to the show. But before that, I mean it. I literally, every day I come home from the women's tournament, these hours are 13, 14-hour days, and I'm like, what happened in life? I have no idea what's happening in life right now.
That is actually a perfect segue,
and
quite convenient that you say that, because what am I here to do? I'm here to prop up the star of this program and make sure that she is whole, okay? Because she is a whole lot of everything on the women's side of the tournament.
Aww.
You're busy. You're a mother. You're a wife. You're Miss Do-It-All. You got 18 shows today.
Sure.
You don't have time to absorb what's going on outside of these four letters and these many more numbers of walls.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to give you a couple of headlines that have just piqued my interest.
Uh-huh.
Elle, whether it's here abroad, local, or global, some of them might be real.
Okay.
Well, actually, some of them are real. Some of them are not.
Oh, okay.
So let's play that game.
Okay.
Okay.
Real versus fake headline. And again, I don't know what is happening outside of the women's basketball sphere. So this is legit. I have no idea if any of these are real or fake.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Okay. Elle, this is actually a story out of Kentucky.
Okay.
Huh. A Kentucky couple wins the lottery, but loses the ticket. But 2 weeks later, finds the ticket.
Well, I'm going to say that's a false headline because there's no headline there. If they found the ticket, nobody gives a shit that they lost it to begin with. Fake.
It's very real.
What?
Couple bought a ticket, won $50,000 in Kentucky. Unbeknownst to them, husband walks into the convenience store a couple weeks later and the owner was like, congratulations on the lottery win. Guy was like, what are you talking about? He's like, we have you on camera buying the lotto ticket because everything's digital these days. Won $50,000. Guy was a business owner, had it in one of his work trucks. 2 weeks later, they thought they lost the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Went into one of his work trucks, found it. After taxes, 36 grand.
I was going to say, do we really consider that lottery?
Hell,
I'm not
yeah.
trying to sound like a 2%er, but I always, like, whenever I am in line behind the person that's doing 47 scratch-offs uh-huh. and it's like for $1,000 or that's whatever, I'm like, is this really cash. Like a lotto?
Oh, this is actually topical. Shohei Ohtani signs a multi-year deal with DraftKings as an ambassador and investor.
Big, big false. Big falsities. This dude literally threw his best friend under the bus just to remove himself from the gambling sure. conversation.
Okay.
Zero chance this is real.
Okay. You'd be right, but that'd be a hell of
all
a story.
All right. Could you imagine?
Hey, yo, that would be a hell of imagine? A story. ESPN Bet, proud to introduce and welcome. Just kidding. I can't say that. It's not true.
Yeah.
What about this? A Nebraska woman facing felony charges for stealing more than $28,000 worth of gas due to a gift card glitch.
Okay. Before I answer whether this is real or fake, I just want to take a moment and say that, Gary, whether I'm completely entrenched in the women's basketball tournament or not, I don't comb through Reddit like you do. I wouldn't know any of this shit anyway. I thought these were going to be sports stories. You literally just looked at different subthreads on Reddit to find this information, and then you're trying to question me. I don't know. That sounds like some made-up shit too, but probably it's real because I don't think you're creative enough to come up with that.
First of all, I'm very creative. One of the most creative at the company. I'm going to say that. And that is very real. Okay, if you swipe twice on a gift card, did you know that it puts the gas pump into demo mode?
What?
You're welcome, everybody. If you have a gift rewards card to a particular gas station, it's a software update that I think has since been corrected. It puts the gas pump in demo mode. So while you are mocking me, Elle, I'm trying to save the American people a couple of bucks.
I see you. I
didn't
know.
What about this?
Okay.
Miss, I'm going to talk about sports headlines. Kentucky Derby horse, I did it. Tests positive for steroids ahead of the May 4th running.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? The horse racing world universe is so batshit anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'll say that's true. Is it true?
It's not.
Okay.
But I thought I was too dumb to get creative with a headline. The name, I did it.
Is that a real horse or you just made that?
That's an awesome name for a horse.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. The non-creative guy thought that one up.
Look how upset
hey,
he is.
I got two more for you, Elle.
Okay.
Okay? On the topic of horses, two police horses from Cleveland PD escape and lead police on a high horsepower police chase on I-90.
I don't know, but I really hope this is true.
It's so true.
Oh, my God.
And you know why I specifically put it in this game? Because I know you'll be in Cleveland for the women's Final Four.
Yeah.
The only Final Four that matters, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, you are such an ally.
I am. I lift you up.
Oh, God.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Oh, the great state of Idaho, somewhere you've been.
Yeah. I've been to Sun Valley.
Family retreat.
Yes.
Yep. Idaho man sues Applebee's for false advertising after finishing 100 wings in an hour to win Toyota, only to be given a toy Yoda.
Ah! Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Oh my God, I hope he really got bamboozled.
Uh-huh.
Is that real?
What's your answer? I'm the one asking the questions.
That sounds like some fake shit.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
That's very creative. You know what? All right, you know what, America?
Retract your statement. Or I'm going to take back everything I said about the women's tournament.
Gary is very, you better not. Andrea Carter is right behind
you.
She'll
choke
your ass out.
I felt the aura walking into the room.
Her coming. That, by the way, that's the surprise guest, by the way. Drea, come on out here since we already introduced you.
Oh, Drea Carter in the building.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to take responsibility for dressing like Drea because I know that Drea pretty much solely and exclusively likes to wear black stuff.
Yep, yep.
And so when I wear black, I know I am sort of impinging on her look. And so I want to apologize for that. Yeah. But I want to be like you in every way, sis. Even though you're like 100 years younger than me, I look up to you, Dre. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show.
Also looks up to you like quite
literally. I'm 5'3". Thanks for reminding everybody that I'm fun size. But
just saying.
Drea, Andrea Carter, ladies and gentlemen.
In the building.
Gary Streisky said about you the other day that you are like the Dos Equis man. You are the most interesting person in the world.
Yes.
Big facts.
I did say that.
Yes.
I said that. I said that on a production call yesterday.
I call Drea our Swiss Army knife because this girl quite literally does so much at this company. Men's basketball, women's basketball.
That's right.
Volleyball, she can do that. Beach volleyball, softball, football. These are literally all the things that she's covered here. WNBA, NBA. Good God, do you have a life, Dre?
I do. I actually, like, that's the most interesting woman. There's a great duality to my, like, work very, very hard and
play very, very
play
hard.
Very, very hard. It's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Also a mother to not an anaconda, boa constrictor.
Python.
Dang it, I knew. It big snake.
You only knew two snakes. Was it the two that you knew?
Tiger snake.
Did you think that
tiger snake?
She would have a pet anaconda? Do you know how big those get?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What? She
but
works.
They're actually really beautiful. If you like actually look at them, there's circles on their body.
Fantastic. They're beautiful. And she works a lot. So I'd imagine she can provide for her python child.
Yeah.
Quite.
That food actually would
quite nicely.
Kind of makes sense.
Let me tell you something that's really interesting about Drea, apart from everything else that's interesting about her. She is a snake mom to a wonderful, sweet snake named Nothing. However,
name Nothing for real.
Okay. His name is Nothing.
That's awesome.
Hey, Nothing. Like that.
He's listening. But,
yes.
Okay. Which, by the way, snakes, spiders, bugs, flies, moths, pretty much all things give me the heebie jeebies.
Moth. What a weird.
She will let her pet snake wrap its lovely self around her with no issues.
It's but called
if
a hug.
You, but if you bring a chicken around,
for real?
I'm terrified of birds. But if you think about it, birds and snakes are like polar opposite.
Nah, you're right.
With the feathers and the beaks and the talons and the don't like it. And snakes are like slow moving. They're chill. They're under control. They're strong. They're not erratic. Like everything about birds is like what I don't want to be as a person.
Every bird.
Unpredictable, erratic. Yeah. Like
interesting.
Eagles, hawks, birds. To be honest, okay, here's the story. It's really my mother's fault.
Yeah,
something
happened.
It's twofold. And my Nana, may she rest in peace, but she was scared of birds.
Okay.
So growing up, it was like, oh, watch out for the birds, watch out for
Got
the birds.
It. Yeah,
so
no,
there
I
was
that.
One.
Yep.
And then
is. Just any bird.
My mother, being the wonderful young mother that she was,
uh-huh.
took me to the lake, geese,
oh,
bread.
Nope.
You know the rest of the story.
Oh, no.
So like, let's
they
get
just
this bread.
Went crazy. My mom's like grabbing me. We're running. She ran track, so at least we got out of there quickly. But I was terrified. Like, and then they're the opposite of snakes. So I fall in love with snakes as a kid. Then I have this traumatic experience
sure.
with these geese.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So now I don't like anything about birds.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're
anything
she's,
that flies.
Yeah.
No.
She's
okay.
not wrong. I mean, birds are kind of like, I like to consider birds sort of like the cats. of the aviary world.
Okay.
I don't think that is the technical term for birds, but whatever, you get what I'm saying. Just because the
aviation
they like
industry.
they're just here to just like cause a ruckus. Like cats have like a bad attitude. All birds do is what like
on your perfect car.
No, that's true. Drea, right. Cats are the worst.
Cats are not the worst.
They're horrible.
Cats are so smart. What?
I said what I said.
Cats are so smart. They're so intelligent. They don't just clamor for any type of attention like
dogs.
Yeah,
they're uppity. They think they're better than you, Drea. That's the point. Yes, they are. Yeah. They think you're better than you. No, yes, they do. No, they walk in on. They walk across
you
and put their dirty butt in your face. They're so
true.
Smart, Drea. Then why do they shit in a box? They just poop in a box.
Dogs, are you a dog person? Are we really getting to this? Dogs eat their own. Dogs will literally.
Hey. Watch it.
He's got a dog named Homie.
Homie is nothing.
His Homie is you're nothing. I'm just saying.
Hey, Homie, No.
Not
she's
that you've
never
seen.
Eaten.
She eats on
poop.
Elevated surfaces. You know, she eats from a bowl.
Cats do too.
I don't know about that. Listen, this is what I'm going to say.
Cats poop and cover them up. Let me ask you this. Does Homie poop and then kick the dirt in the wrong direction?
No, she doesn't do any of that.
So she doesn't cover
she's
it
She's a lady.
So she just poops and leaves it? That's ladylike
because
to you?
Because she knows I got her. She's going to hold her down.
Right.
All right, she just keeps it pushing. She don't want to be
literally keeps it pushing.
All right, being brought to anything.
Push
that,
it out, walk away, real cute.
Exactly,
homie.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the thing that you need to know about cats, and I agree with you, Elle. Is like cats were the animal that were like born on third base and think they hit a triple.
Yes,
right. They just get everything handed to them, silver platter, just everything. Even though cats don't like silver.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
They don't have to do. Here's the thing. Yes, dogs are a little bit needy and they want your love and attention, but they earn it. They do tricks.
Yep.
Cats can
they
do tricks.
They do, well.
People just aren't patient enough. It's honestly, people that love dogs are the example of what's wrong. Nobody wants to work for anything. You want instant love. You want instant gratification.
Yes.
You want your dog to instantly do tricks. As
correct.
Soon as if you have a cat, you have to work to teach that cat a trick.
Ew.
None of y'all actually want to work or put time into things, and that's the problem. So we're really getting into a deeper rooted issue here.
Yeah, maybe it's a character flaw. I want to get a puppy. I want to send that to a trainer for three weeks.
Right.
I want to let somebody else do all the hard stuff.
Yep.
Teach that thing to sit.
Yeah.
Teach that thing to be potty trained. Teach that thing to love me.
All
send it back ready to go.
And you know what you want to be able to do that dog? You want to be able to be like, get out, stop barking, and then they come right back to love you.
Correct.
When you yell at a cat, that cat is like,
"F you for life."
Bet.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Bet.
I don't want to feel like I got enemies in my own house.
I don't want to work for my own relationships.
That's crazy. What? We're saying the same thing in different words. Listen, AC, here's the thing.
I don't want to put any work into my relationship. I am not putting work into my relationship with this cat.
Well, I know, but I need this
that's
dog because
not
you,
what y'all are saying.
Well, you missed it at the top
Fair,
of the show.
Yeah.
Right? I'm kind of in trouble with the IRS, so I need something and somebody to like just show me some unconditional love, and I don't want to have to work for it right now.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just kind of in a bad place, and that's why when I think of dogs, I'm like, okay, that's great. And I feel like cats are the animal version of the IRS. No,
cats and snakes just take a little bit longer to understand, and people don't have the patience.
It would
for
be
it.
Cool to have a snake, I feel like.
Fire.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, we mentioned this off the top, Dre. We are in the dog days of the tournament where there is just so much going on right now. I honestly can't life outside of women's basketball. But I want to run through some of the biggest storylines of men and women's because, again, Andrea Carter does everything at this network. Honestly, we could probably talk to her about pickleball. I'm sure she'd know something. She knows.
You definitely play pickleball.
Jewel Lloyd, WNBA player, just won a pickleball tournament in Miami.
Incredible.
Yeah. Fire.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
We
had them in top plays.
Yeah. She can do everything.
She used to bust my ass in college.
Did she?
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, Drea, a Lady Vol, a former Lady Vol.
Come on.
Top recruit. Again, she can do it all. And
you like steamed subs? You like the...
Toasted?
No, the steamed subs that they do out there in Knoxville. Yeah, I know.
What is a steamed sub?
They do in Knoxville. That's steams. It's literally...
You can't steam bread.
Did they just start doing that like after 2016?
I don't know. Every time we talk to Ryan McGee, he's like, can't wait to go to Knoxville. Look at Chris Colon shaking his head. Yes. That's all they do is steam subs.
You can't steam bread. What am I missing here? What
do you mean? Yes, that's exactly how they make
it. Does it end up toasted? What is the end result of steam?
It's soggy bread.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is it soggy bread, Chris? It's a soggy bread sub.
What?
It's soggy, but like not in a bad way.
See?
So you like it.
Thank you. We are polling the producers right now, and it's as polarizing as the dog versus cat conversation. One of our producers just said, it's good, but it is wet, soggy bread. You lost me there. But I want to run through with Drea just some headlines. And the thing is that for those of you that don't know, Drea is from the greatest city in the world. That would be ATL, ho, where I am also from. Mm-hmm. And when we are talking about things that are vibes, that are vibing, mm-hmm. we don't say things like, you know, that's great. That's awesome. We say, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some big headlines that are happening right now. And you either tell me like, that's what's up because you are with it mm-hmm. or hell no. Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
Let's do the first one. Mm-hmm. We don't get a rematch between UConn women and Ohio State because here comes Duke upsetting the Buckeyes.
Yeah, hell no.
Right?
And it's like, it's hell no because congratulations to Duke. I really love Reagan Richardson. Kara's got a good thing going on with that team. But as an analyst, I wanted to see if UConn could not turn the ball over 25 times against an Ohio State team. And to be honest, like for me, the like hell no is a little more about Ohio State's collapse at the end of the season more than it is about like not seeing them against Connecticut. We all love a good rematch as far as storylines go, but Ohio State's like the wheels fell off, and I'm interested to see kind of why or how, or maybe have an understanding. And we may never get one. That's the hard part about sports. All these things happen and you never know why, because locker rooms are locker rooms, yeah. as they should be. But it's like, that could have been, it could have been a good rematch story.
It could have.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. How about this one? This is all over the internet, and I'm going to take this one for you because I know you don't know how to say this girl's last name.
Strysky.
Angel Reese waving goodbye to Middle Tennessee player Anastasia Boldareva after she fouled out of the game. That's what's up, or hell nah?
This one was hard. It's honestly, I think I'm going to have to go, hell no.
Really?
I liked it. Like, it's fine, but like.
Don't punch down.
I don't know. That one's hard because I'm also like, yeah, that's what's up, because when you draw a foul on somebody, like, you're getting the better of them.
So that too.
But Boldareva also got the better of Angel Reese a lot in that first half.
She was falling down a lot.
So it's like. Hell no, but that's what's up. Can I go both?
You can go both.
We're on the fence.
It's Atlanta. I can do either one.
There is no rules like, here on the L. Duncan
Show. At the end of the day, Boldareva had the first laugh, but Angel had the last laugh.
Sure.
And that's kind of.
But a big that's what's up to girls talking their shit. Am I right? Because like I get so tired of hearing.
I've been trying to say that.
Right? Like it's okay. Who cares? She waved. It's not like she like, you know, pretended to pull her pants down and shit out a football.
Like, damn. We went there.
We've definitely seen that happen in football, right? It's not like she went that far. I'm all for it. To that point, though.
I think, like, it would be different, though, like, because the play, like, I would be a little more that's what's up if the play was like, Angel Reese got the ball, backed her down, up and under, bucket, foul. That's her fifth foul. But, like, Boldareva just kind of did some weird, would just put, just got bent at the waist and pushed into Angel Reese. Angel fell. So just like.
You felt like it was ticky-tack.
Yeah, like it just could. It was ticky-tack, but it was also like Angel didn't really work for it.
Mm-hmm.
But on one hand, maybe Boldareva was just doing too much because Angel was in her head. Like you could see both ways. I just wanted to be more like concrete. Like Angel did that. Angel got that foul on her. Boldareva kind of got that foul on herself.
She did. To that effect then, Cameron Brink. Mm-hmm. Lip sync novices are going ham right now. Cameron Brink fouls out of Stanford, fouls out of the game against Iowa State, and appears to, on the way to the bench, say, fuck you, to the ref. You can cuss on this show, by the way. Mm-hmm. They'll just bleep it out. That's what's up, or hell no?
That's what's up.
Yes?
Oh!
So that's what's up. But it's funny because it was a foul.
Yes.
It's just like, that's what's up because she was mad about, it was a foul. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. That was 100% a foul. But for her to say that, like, you see so many players talk to the refs as they walk off. Like, that's one thing Chris Paul is known for. Like, he's going to walk off talking his trash. She's already out of the game.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's going to get ejected or get another technical foul. Like, that was her fifth one. So it's like, if you're going to go out talking a little shit.
But situational awareness. They were down at that point in the game, up point, 2 minutes to go, sort of putting your team in jeopardy if that ref decides he wants to have a bad day.
Team up!
And tee you up.
Can you give a technical? So this.
Yes.
You can give a technical foul to someone that has five?
Yes. Yeah.
Send them
for
to
saying
the line.
F you? Can't, isn't that just like a team technical?
Listen, here's the thing. I got
team technical might be a thing. That might be a thing.
I got a saying. But nobody's ever said it before. I kind of came up with this myself. Cameron Brink, don't be bitter, be better.
Okay. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for
she
that contribution.
Does have to.
I stole that from AC. She said that on Sports Center. I was like, that's a bar. I'm going to try to find a way to use it one of these days.
I did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. We were all like, yo, that was a bar. I'm going to tuck that one away for a rainy day.
She does have to resist fouling. Could they have called a technical? That is, though, where the hell nah comes into play, because there are times other players have gotten technicals for way less.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. From
my
fuck
perspective,
you.
I hope the ref, right. I Damn. Hope the ref didn't hear it. I hope the ref was turned to look at them, whatever the ref was doing. Like, I hope the ref didn't hear it or see it. I kind of couldn't see from like where the court was, but that's where the hell nah comes in, because if that was a couple of other players, tech.
Right 100%. All right. You got one for Dre?
I like this one. I already know where we're going to go. Audie Crooks, greatest tourney debut in history, going for 40 on 90% efficiency to lead Iowa State back to a comeback win. Come on.
That's what's up.
Come on.
Go, Audie.
That performance, it was fire. And I don't care. People talking about how she fouled. It's not a foul if the ref doesn't call it. That's up to the refs. We have a game that is based on subjective judgment.
Thank you. Been trying to say that.
The efficiency, they couldn't find a way to do anything with her. She just has such a great energy. Like, even when she came in the Stanford game and struggled in the Stanford game, like, you didn't see her demeanor change. Mm. And, like, that's the coolest part about it, to go from that amazing performance. She talked about her dad and the impact of that, and then struggled against Stanford, and you still just see the same kid that's, like, out there enjoying playing the game. And I think that's what's up for me times a million.
That's what everybody's doing right now on social media. They're showing Audie Crooks fouling out of their game with Stanford and blowing a kiss to the fans. And they're showing Cameron Brink coming off and saying thank you to the ref.
Right.
To that effect, I already know how Dre's going to answer this. I just wanted to tee her up so she could knock it down. Caitlin Clark, her team, pummeling Holy Cross. Everyone's doing a great job. Meanwhile, she's screaming at the refs. She's bouncing balls off her head. She's talking to her dad in the stands, who's telling her to shut the hell up. That's what's up, because, you know, passion or hell nah.
Oh, hell nah, boy. Hell nah. No.
Oh.
No.
We were talking about passion just a couple topics ago.
Though. Hell no. You're, like, all we've talked about all season is how Caitlin needs her teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we seen for years is where her teammates are struggling. Like, there have been games where whoever from her team is one of six from the field, and it's a close game, and we being Iowa, need this player to hit this shot, and they miss it, and they fall short. And what do they continue to do when Caitlin comes up big for them? They cheer for Caitlin. When Caitlin makes the game winner, when Caitlin makes a big shot, when Caitlin gets the and one, no matter what game those other teammates are having, they're going crazy for Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
So for Caitlin, to one, the game's not even close. Your team doesn't even need you to be this superpower that you are. They don't need you to be that. And they're playing well, and you have a lead, and you're close to a triple-double, and all you can seem to be consumed with is your personal experience on the court. It's just a hell no for me. Like, if it was a close game and she was falling short, I could see a little bit of the frustration. But truthfully, like, after the first quarter, she really found her stride.
She did.
Like, she was fine.
Yeah. She had, like, what, like, five turnovers in the first quarter and then totally settled in.
The first quarter was horrible.
Yeah.
I get it. But, like, from the second quarter on, especially when they started to break out this lead, like, you need your teammates. And it's a beautiful opportunity to pour into them everything that's been poured into you. And that's where it's a hell not for me, because you were up. You really had your stat line was fine. And I get she holds herself to this high standard and she's competitive and she wants to be great. But it's like, y'all were winning. You're winning the game and your teammates are playing great. And you needed to be, for me in that moment, supportive of them.
Do you think, just based off of that answer, are we seeing a heel turn for Caitlin Clark? Like, we've lifted her up this entire season. She's been the big ticket. She herself is saying, you know, we're drawing better than the men's tournament.
No, she's not turning into a villain. Let me stop you there. No.
No?
No. No.
You don't think people want to make her a villain?
No. I think people love Caitlin Clark. I think that once she said after the game to Holly Rowe, like, I'm just competitive. I guess I should have smiled more, but I know what it's going to take to win. And so I think everyone was like, I love the competitive spirit and fire in that girl. No. I think we've already figured out who we want to be our villains in women's basketball, and Caitlin Clark ain't one of them. But
who are the villains?
But Angel Reese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She is. And she's the one that will admit it to, right? Like, for whatever reason, you want to have one versus the other. You want to have your Angel, quite literally. literally is Caitlyn, ironic, and then you want to have your villain, the other person, the anti, and that's fine, the anti-hero, if you will. But as we shift gears to the men, I'm really interested to how you feel about this one, because when Caitlin Clark broke Kelsey Plum's record, mm-hmm. you had a lot to say about, it was Michigan that they played, right? Mm-hmm. You had a lot to say about Michigan before the game writing out a congratulations card mm-hmm. to Caitlin Clark. You were not a big fan of that. Like, you're just acquiescing this record to this girl. And yes, they wrote a card that was like, way to go, sweetie pie.
Against their will?
In that vein, on the men's side, we saw an Idaho team band step in. Let me paint the picture. Yale's band can't come and participate in the March Madness tournament. And so Idaho found this out, and their marching band learned the Yale fight songs and even wore Yale regalia so that they could step in and serve the Yale team. Is that a that's what's up? Or a hell no.
Ooh. Oh, this is tough. Because, like, the competitor in me is like, you would never
wear someone else's color.
Someone else's color, someone else's team. But it's also like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
Yale.
Like, it's Yale. It's,
like, they're there. Like, they're happy. They're excited. Like, they just want to keep playing music. Like, they want to be there. They want to be in the arena. It's another opportunity to play your songs. You learn something new. Like, yes. Like, now, had Yale players wanted to step in and play the game or play, like, we'd be like, what is going on? But, like, the band, go ahead, band. Like, that's what's up. Go off, band.
Two things on that. All right, them Idaho kids ain't getting into Yale, so that's about as close as they're going to get, all right, to rocking with Yale, all right, to being part of that student body. Second thing, I don't know the details behind the reasoning that Yale's band wasn't out there. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw this out there, though, that Yale has the biggest endowment of any school in the country.
Yeah.
They couldn't fly out.
Yeah, I'm like, why wasn't the band there?
They got the most money.
It's Yale. It was
in any school in the world.
It's Yale. It's probably something scholastic. It's probably something like,
for the whole band?
It's probably something like, listen, you guys are going to miss your midterms if you go and do this for the basketball team. They're like, we have a basketball team?
Yeah, no. That's also.
No, we're going to just focus here on buying all of you after this.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I want to rip through like two or three more really fast, okay. Gary. NC State, their run continues. Their Cinderella run continues. But are we giving a that's what's up or a hell nah to the idea that it literally took their coach being on the precipice of being fired for NC State to play worth a damn?
That's what's up.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Pressure makes diamonds. The pressure was right where it needed to be. DJ Burns Jr. is, what did he say he was? He's like Hakeem Olajuwon with a Zach Randolph body. I love it.
Okay.
That's tight. What about more people being able to name women's basketball hoopers in this tournament than men?
That's what's up. You know that song by Yo Gotti? That's what's up?
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
See, this just shows...
Not know that song.
I know that reference.
This just shows the generational difference because she went Yo Gotti and in my head I'm doing, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Ladies. Yeah, we are not.
I'm like, it's been a long time coming. A lot of running. Hustling trying to dodge the cases.
Hey.
I know that's
all right, listen. When we come back on the L. Duncan Show with Andrea Carter and Gary Starsky.
AC's in the building.
By the way, AC already climbing the ranks for MVP of the L. Duncan Show.
No, that's a fact.
She's still there. Zeus is behind her. Zeus the dog. And then Gary at the very bottom. Producers also still in front of Gary.
Straight like that. It's a comeback story.
We're going to... Gary's going to put our mental fortitude to the test.
I am? Oh, yeah, I am.
Why? I am? Yeah, it was your idea, Gary. And this is exactly why you're so low in the MVP standings. All that and more when we come back on the L. Duncan Show. Good God.
They're the hardest working people in the room. What room? Literally any room. They're here when the sun comes up. They don't get to go home until the sun goes down. But you have to stay active. You got to keep it moving when the ladies are holding it down ahead of every single game. This is them in between games, during games, walking on a treadmill, ACs, boxing, a headband with a ball on it. She's doing jump rope in slides. So we've brought that from that studio into this studio. It's time for 94 Steps. Welcome back into the L. Duncan Show. This is 94 Steps. It's time to break a mental sweat. 10 brain-twisting questions For AC and L, AC as our guest, I'm going to ask you the first. Would you rather fight a buffalo-sized rabbit or 20 rabbit-sized buffalo?
Buffalo-sized rabbit.
That is a massive rabbit. In the year of the rabbit, that would be trouble. L, my question to you. How does medicine know where to go?
Oh, God. I imagine whatever the chemist put inside of the little pill.
Chemistry was her answer, inside the little pill. AC, noted animal lover on the program, spell the sound an elephant makes. If you're unfamiliar...
Yeah, I can't do it.
Spell it.
Spell it?
Yeah, spell it.
P-H-R. H-H-A.
Puffa-E.
R.
Crushed it. L. Does Mike Wazowski of Monsters, Inc. fame wink or blink?
Oh, blink?
That answer is correct, but yes. It could also be wrong. What? AC, zebras.
Uh-huh.
Black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Oh my gosh. Black. Black with white.
Looks like you phoned a friend for that answer. L, noted mother of the program. If a woman has twins, which one was unplanned?
Oh my god.
The first one or the second one?
Well, clearly whichever one comes out second.
Oh, the second born. Also not the first favorite. Okay, only got a couple more to go here. This one is for AC.
Uh-huh.
AC, why do British people not have an accent when they sing? Adele.
I guess she practices a lot. Like
okay.
Mental reps.
Okay, and last question. This for the room.
Oh, man.
One word to describe your feelings on Beyonce releasing a country album.
Finally. Yeah. What were we just doing? What were we just saying? What game were we just playing? I'm losing my mind. My calves hurt.
94 steps. Elle says finally and AC gave us a sentence.
That's what's up!
And that has been 94 steps with AC and Elle Duncan.
Way more than 94 steps.
It was 475 steps.
Rag about it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right. Now that the two women on the show have carried the entire load and Gary was able to just sit and look pretty, which is essentially why he's here. You guys, if there was any wonder why Gary is here, I think the last segment told you.
That hurts.
He's just here for the eye candy. We're going to try and do our best. Jerry Jones. You know,
we love
Jerry Jones on this show. I love imitating him too. He was apparently at the owners' meetings. And remember, this is the guy that said at the end of the offseason, another disappointing into the season, in the postseason, he said, "We're all in. We're going to do everything it takes to win us a championship." And then he didn't do
shit.
And so you may be thinking, well, maybe he's just got a lot on his mind. This guy is the most powerful owner. Mm-hmm. He's got owners' meetings coming up. There's rules to be sorted out.
Yep.
There's money deals to be figured out. Mm-hmm. And so he's at the owners' meeting, and he is taking copious notes because he's Jerry frickin' Jones, a business mastermind.
No days off.
And then someone with a Zoom on their camera realized, this dude's not doing shit, actually, as you take a look at what he was actually writing down. Which just looks like scribble.
He is doing He's doodling. That was a stretch. It sounded better in my head.
Yeah, it wasn't good. You should have worked that it's shot nice. That before
yeah, you
the
know
show.
What? We're kind of
he's donting.
Working the, we're working on the fly.
So what we're going to do is what, Gary? Because this was your idea. So go ahead and walk us through what we're
well,
expecting
you know,
us to do.
It's sort of like a paint and sip scenario, paint and sit situation, which AC, you're so busy, I don't think you're familiar with that, but you go in there and then you paint you paint pictures and you drink some wine. It's very
oh, it's cute.
Very low key. Yeah,
have
yeah.
Have you ever been to a sip and paint?
Yeah, I did one like 20
years ago.
19?
When she was 4.
2019.
Oh, okay.
2019. That's like
oh, okay.
5 years ago?
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And then the schedule got busier. So now we are revisiting the paint and sit, except that we're not painting.
I was saying, where's the wine?
And we only have a pen. So this is just a pen and draw.
Oh, that's.
And we're going to try to recreate this masterpiece.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So we're attempting to just, I mean, it's not.
Oh my God.
We've got to do
what
much.
Is this?
To be fair, I don't have like a good angle.
Oh, here, let me turn that over.
There we go. And
there's like a, but
I mean, it's like, it's a piece of abstract art, though, so I think it's a different picture at every single angle.
You think you could sell this on eBay?
What's funny is, yes.
People like this kind of stuff. I actually talked to an NBA player before that said that there are women sometimes who will have fun with the players, then dig in the trash afterwards and sell the prophylactics on eBay.
I'll stop.
What I'm going to need you to do is tell the viewing audience who might not be familiar with big words what prophylactic means.
Oh, so the viewing audience?
Mm-hmm. And listening, of course.
Wow, Dreas is really good.
I wanted to be accurate. You didn't even try.
I didn't try at all, actually. That's my...
Hell, are you kidding me?
What?
What is this? The Microsoft loading page? What is that? The Windows...
Wait, you still have Microsoft?
The Windows loading page? Did you even try?
Dude, do you have a Dell? Oh no, Gary still has a Dell, you guys.
First of all, it's an HP. All right.
So, you've got a Hewlett Packard.
Mine wins.
Let's unveil.
Yeah, I think
on the count of three.
One, two, three. Dreas definitely wins. Did you just write NFL in?
Y'all forgot the NFL watermark on the paper?
I got mine.
Y'all need to pay attention to detail.
Dreas is good.
No, that's good. And see, I like how you went abstract up here because he was trying to go a little tic-tac-toe action, I presume. L was just like, let me draw a mountain range.
L, honestly, Xander could have done a little.
Try harder,
this actually
L.
Does look a lot like Xander, my three-year-old's drawings. And then he'll say something like, it's you, mommy.
Who
I'm
wins?
Like, wow.
Who wins?
Drea wins. Hands down.
Definitely win. That looks just like what he drew.
It looks exactly like
Cap.
It. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She's the winner.
No
and you know
way.
What?
You don't even have a straight line. There's like three straight lines on there.
There's
you don't
not
have
a single straight line.
There is a straight line right across the thing. There's a straight line.
No, you're
true.
Looking at the ruling of the paper.
No that's
true.
Not the... No, that's a straight line, Gary.
Pull it up. Put it up.
You right there. I'm looking at it.
Hey.
A straight line right
that's
across.
Not the ruling.
Hey,
L, that's not
let
the
me
ruling.
If
and
I
there's
may,
a diagonal line. Where's your diagonal line at the top left?
Time out. If there's one person who can't speak on what a straight line is, all right, it's Miss freaking Spaghetti picture.
And your NFL thing's not even centered.
Yours isn't even in the crest.
It's don't need the crest. You just need the NFL.
That's crazy.
Listen.
This line is the one you're missing.
Can men have anything on this show?
Hell no.
Hell no.
That is not what's up. That is not what's up.
In fact, the audience is the real winner because I'm excited to reveal that next week, while we are doing all women's basketball, Final Four will be in Cleveland, being replaced for the week. Thank God. Is
L. Duncan.
Andrea Carter.
I've been trying to...
No. AC will be filling in for Gary next week. Thank God.
I'm still here. I can hear literally everything.
Me.
We're in a studio.
We're gonna have so much fun.
We're gonna have an
way
actual blast.
More
we're gonna be coming to you from Cleveland. It's gonna be fan freaking tastic. It's gonna be so great. We don't know. Before we get out of here, Dre, because this is the last time we'll talk to you before then, give me your prediction on who the Final Four teams will be.
Oh, it's tough. That's tough. That's tough. Because I'm not gonna lie, LSU.
Right.
Tennessee looked really good. Texas put it together. Like my original Final Four.
Yeah,
and
give
then,
me. You can go ahead and you can revisit it because we all filled out something and then we've seen people play now and we're like, I don't know about that.
Ooh,
so as it stands on this Monday,
intact.
Before we even have the full Sweet 16 set, you tell me who you think is going in the Final Four based on what you've seen.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, South Carolina for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really might. Tennessee plays NC State. That's going to be a tough game. But I like Tennessee.
Do
like,
you?
If I could do it again, I'd probably go South Carolina, Tennessee, Southern Cal, Juju, Southern California.
Over UConn. They're in the same region.
UConn looks good. UConn looks good.
Mm-hmm. But it's still, yeah,
I just,
Juju.
I like it. I like it. She's a bucket. She's got Forbes with her. They can defend. They can rebound. Like, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. USC. This top one, though, because LSU seems to be falling apart a little bit to me. Iowa's got a tough one. But like, that's hard. Like, I could go LSU,
UCLA
Iowa,
in there.
UCLA. Oh, I got to pick one.
You've got to pick.
That's her final set.
Are we running out of time?
Nope, we're not. We'll just sit here and wait. We can edit around this.
We got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, we can edit around this. So you're going to have to just go ahead and pick one.
Yeah. You know, I honestly, I'm going to rock with my original choice. LSU figures it out.
Good. I'm glad because I'm still running with LSU.
Tennessee in the final four from AC, who went to
Tennessee. Let's
they look good. Are you kidding me?
They did. Rekia Jackson. Should have been an All-American.
Jewel Spear coming along has made a big difference. Like, she'd played great, but now I just feel like she's more aggressive. Jewel Spear, they're shooting threes. Tamara Kia's presence on the inside. Like, Rekia Jackson's obviously doing her thing.
There it is. You know. All right.
I'm going to set it better myself.
You can't give me a second chance and not have me pick Tennessee. That's crazy.
Got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Carter, thank you.
I could curtsy.
Can't wait to see you next week. Can't wait for Gary to go on vacation. Get the fuck up out of here. I love you, Gary.
I'm still right here. I can hear every word.
Where are you going?
Huh? I'm going to go make memories at Disney.
Yeah, grown man going to Disney World. No kids. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for us on the Elle Duncan Show. We will see you on Thursday.
I'm also hosting an event for children, Elle.
Sure.
That weekend.
He's that guy, okay?
That's right.
When you're mad, families, because your toddler has to wait in line so that a 40-year-old man can get on the ride in front of them.
I'm 37, and people say I look way young for my age, so you better watch it, miss.
That's that guy.
Cut the cameras.
Taking up your fast pass line.
Where's
no
HR?
Children, that's
I'm not going to lie. That's also me.
Where's it? Thank you. Thank you. See you when we see you.